أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم حتى إذا أتوا على وادي النمل قالت نملة يا أيها النمل ادخلوا مساكنكم لا يحطمنكم سليمان وجنوده وهم لا يشعرون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the moment when Sulaiman alayhi salam gathered his forces together, and Allah says the forces and the army of Sulaiman alayhi salam comprised of jinn, there were human beings, birds, and other creatures also that formed part of this army that was proceeding and moving in a certain direction. In the next few ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the incident from which the surah draws its name and from which it earns its name, Surah An-Naml, the chapter of the end. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the incident of the end in the time of Sulaiman alayhi salam, ayah number 18 of Surah An-Naml. Allah says, so as this army was moving, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Hatta idha atau ala wadi an-naml. Allah said, they came across, until they came across and they reached the valley of the ant. Qalat namla, Allah said, there was an ant. One of the ant, it shouted out to all the other ants, Qalat namla, ya ayyuhan naml, O ant, udkhulu masakinakum, enter into your dwelling places. So it was warning them. It realized and it noticed and it saw the forces in the army of Sulaiman alayhi salam moving in their direction. So it shouted out to the entire colony that all of you enter into your dwelling places. La yahtimannakum Sulaiman wa junudum, so that Sulaiman and the forces of Sulaiman do not crush you. Wahum la yash'urun, unknowingly. Unknowingly, without realizing that you are here, the entire force and the entire army will walk over you and crush you to your death. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates this incident to us. Firstly, Allah has given this ant, an insignificant creature, or such we would consider it, Allah has given it a spot in the Quran. This incident about this particular ant is recited right up to the day of Qiyamah. And Allah has named a chapter after that particular and specific ant. Ulama explained the reason for that is because it showed concern. It showed concern. It had fikr, empathy. And it thought about its entire colony. It was not selfish. And it had the interest and it had the well-being of the entire community, of the entire colony at heart. And because of that concern that it had for others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved that to such an extent, Allah azza wa jal gave that ant a spot in the Quran. So a lesson for us to learn that we should be concerned not only about our own well-being, not only about our own comfort, not only about our own security, not only about our own homes, not only about our own beddings, not only about our own interests, but we should always have the comfort, the well-being, the interest of the broader community at heart as well. That is something that is most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا Sulaiman alayhi salam, Allah blessed him with this knowledge, and Allah blessed him with this gift of understanding the speech of all creatures. He spoke of this, and Sulaiman alayhi salam acknowledged this great favor and bounty of Allah. So he smiled when he heard this ant communicating in whichever way it communicated to its colony. When he heard this, Allah says, فَتَبَسَّمَ He was so amazed, he was so amused at what he heard, that he smiled. ضَاحِكًا مِنْ قَوْلِهَا He laughed at the statement made by this ant. وَقَالَ And there once again, third time, Allah speaks to us of the gratitude and the appreciative nature of Sulaiman alayhi salam whenever he realized a bounty. Here again, he realizes what a great ni'mah and bounty this is from Allah, that Allah has given me the ability to understand the communication and to understand the speech of ants. So once again he said, he made dua to Allah, he said, فَقَالَ رَبِّ What a beautiful dua that we should also make often. قَالَ رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي He said, number one, O Allah, divinely enable me أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ Help me and assist me to be grateful to you for the favors that you have bestowed upon me. This is such an important dua. Because one is Allah blesses you with the favor, but one is Allah must also bless you with an appreciative and a thankful attitude towards every favor. And after every dua we must make, after every salah we must make this dua. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he held a certain sahabi by the hand, if I'm not mistaken, by the name of Mu'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Mu'ad, I love you. O Mu'ad, I love you. And then Rasulullah s.a.w. taught him something. Rasulullah s.a.w. said, Ya Mu'ad, after every salah, do not leave out the dua. Allahumma a'inni. Oh Allah, help me. Allahumma a'inni. Help me. Assist me. Ala dhikrika. To remember you. A'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika. And help me to thank you, to be grateful towards you. Wa husni ibadati. And help me to worship you in the best way. After every salah mu'ad, don't ever leave out the dua. Rasulullah s.a.w. advised him. So there also, what are we being taught? We are being taught to ask Allah to help us to make shukr. One of the best ways to preserve every ni'mah that you have is to be grateful to Allah for that ni'mah, to thank Allah for that ni'mah, and to continuously show your appreciation for that ni'mah, because we do not deserve a single bounty. We do not deserve a single ni'mah, whether it is of a spiritual nature or a worldly nature. It is Allah who has selected us and chosen us for that ni'mah and for the bounty. And that's something we should always be appreciative for and ask Allah to make us thankful servants of His for every ni'mah and bounty that we enjoy. So that's the first thing we learn from this dua of Sulaiman alayhi salam, is to ask Allah to make us thankful servants of His. And then he says, أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ Help me, thank you, and help me be appreciative to you for the bounty that you have favored upon me, وَعَلَى وَالِدَيَّ And the bounty that you have favored upon my parents. The importance of making dua for our parents. Here you have Sulaiman alayhi salam, not only thinking of himself, but also thinking of his parents when he made dua. وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا What was the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Oh Allah, help me constantly remember you. Help me constantly be thankful to you. And help me to make ibadah of yours, to worship you in the most beautiful way. So he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ Oh Allah, help me, enable me to do good deeds. Help me to do righteous deeds. That tawfiq to be a fajr, the tawfiq to perform buhar, the ability to recite the Qur'an, the ability to make dua, the strength to be able to fast, the ability to give charity, all of that, every single ability and act that you are allowed to perform is only and solely because Allah wanted you to do it. وَمَا بِكُمْ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ Allah says, every ni'mah that you enjoy comes from Allah. Every ni'mah comes to you directly from Allah. So he says, Oh Allah, help me to do righteous acts. But what righteous acts? تَرْضَاهُ Which you accept. So one is a righteous act. It is not guaranteed that every righteous act is accepted. Remember that. Don't feel that every righteous act I do is accepted. One is the righteous act, one is acceptance. There is no link between righteousness and acceptance. There is no link between the two. It's two separate things. One is the righteous act, that's one thing. Then acceptance of it is a separate thing. So you ask Allah to allow you to perform the righteous act, and then tardahu. Oh Allah, a righteous act that you are pleased and happy with that you have accepted. This was also the sunnah of the Anbiya. Whenever they did a righteous act, after that they would make dua, Rabbana taqabbal minna. The famous dua of Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salam, Allah accept it from us. So one is we ask Allah to give us the ability to perform the acts of righteousness and also to accept it from us. وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكْ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ Such a great pious servant of Allah. Sulaiman alayhi salam. Yet what is he saying? He's saying, وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكْ And then, O Allah, after that, allow me to be amongst the pious ones through your mercy. What do we learn? So one is the righteous act, one is the acceptance of the righteous act, but still you are not guaranteed entry into paradise. Entry into paradise is not given to you on the basis of your righteousness and the righteous acts that you have performed. Entry into paradise is purely and out of the sheer mercy of Allah, nothing else. So that's why he says, وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ O Allah, and then admit me into paradise. Rahmah, here referring to paradise. Enter me amongst the pious, amongst the righteous, meaning allow me to be with them in paradise. So he's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be granted entry into paradise. But what is he saying? Not on the basis of my deed that you have accepted from me. O Allah, allow me to be included amongst the righteous ones and admit me amongst the righteous and pious ones in Jannah, bi rahmatik, through your rahmah and through your mercy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself informed the Sahaba that none of you will enter into paradise because of the good deeds that you have performed. You will only enter into paradise through the mercy of Allah. So they said, even you, ya Rasul of Allah? He says, even me. I will not be able to enter paradise on the basis of the righteous acts that I have performed, but I will only enter paradise through the mercy of Allah. The question then comes about, then why do we perform acts of righteousness? If we are going to go to paradise only and out of the sheer mercy of Allah, then why perform the acts of righteousness in the dunya? The acts of righteousness that we do, those are the things that draw Allah's mercy. We will need Allah's mercy. What will draw Allah's mercy? The acts of righteousness and our obedience to Allah. That will make us and qualify us to be worthy of the mercy of Allah. May Allah grant us mercy.